Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's total capitulation. Everybody knows it. Every Republican defending this knows that if a Democrat had signed a document like this, they would be out there blasting them to kingdom come. President Trump had one job. And it was not to sign a deal that could credibly be said to be the equivalent of the JCPOA. And now he has signed a memorandum of understanding that is very clearly and obviously worse than the JCPOA. It has nothing in there about verification. It states, Katie, that they will not charge tolls on the Strait of Hormuz for 60 days, meaning it has occurred to the Iranian regime now for the first time that they can get away with doing that because we just showed them that they can bring the greatest superpower to ever exist on planet Earth to its knees with a few mines. This is just an utter disaster. Every word the president said today was a complete reversal of his own positions 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago. He made Secretary of State Marco Rubio look like a fool because he made the argument you just made, Katie, that the ballistic missile program was a protective shield around the nuclear program.
A lot of opinions about this deal rolling in, whether or not it will be successful. Ted Cruz has one. He's skeptical. He told The Hill, history teaches that giving billions of dollars to theocratic lunatics who want to murder us is not a good idea. I think the president is receiving some very poor advice on this deal. How do you view what the president...
Now, on the issue of negotiations, Iran's parliament speaker Mohammad Khalibaf and top negotiator said this.
The difference between the negotiations now and the previous periods is that today the flag of victory is in the field, which both enemies and friends have admitted. Our people saw the glory of the armed forces too, even though they were against the well-equipped enemy.
Folks, this deal is shocking. Vance and Trump were right. The one Bloomberg published wasn't exactly what the deal read. The deal, the real one, was worse. Yeah, it does say they can't have a nuclear weapon. Sure. But it also says they can keep the uranium with which to make the nuclear weapon, and there's zero verification for what they're doing with it. I don't like Trey Gowdy much, you know that, but he's not wrong. His reaction upon reading this and mine are identical.
I was a little surprised, honestly. I mean, we literally had our foot on their throat militarily, economically, And I read this MOU, if you will, I guess about 48 hours ago, and I didn't believe it. I thought somebody was spoofing me when I saw it, because I see what we're giving up, and then I see this word downblend, and I'm not the smartest guy in the world, Sandra, but if you can downblend, then you can upblend. And how long would it take Iran to upblend? Because Donald Trump is going to be gone in January 2029, but the so-called supreme leader is not going to be. So here's my question for my fellow citizens. Do you really think Iran has abandoned its nuclear ambition? Do you believe them? What are they going to do with the oil revenue? You think they're going to build schools? You think they're going to build, like, they're going to make women's life better? Or are they going to continue to target America and Israel? I happen to think the latter.
The bad news, folks, is that Trump screwed up. It was bound to happen eventually. His foreign policy otherwise has been brilliant. The good news is he can still course correct. Now, folks, again, in a minute, I'm going to explain what we're getting for this is not small. This economy is about to roar in a way that is going to gobsmack the Democrats. But the price is ginormous. Probably the most galling part, the hardest to stomach, was reading Trump's old quotes about Obama's disastrous nuclear deal. I mean, such a disaster, Trump had to fly in there again in Midnight Hammer and destroy the facilities built with the money Obama gave them. But what did he say about ballistic missiles, especially the long-range kind, that Iran eventually got, the kind that can deliver a nuke with catastrophic fallout? Here's Trump back then. Quote, not only does the deal fail to halt Iran's nuclear ambitions, it also fails to address the regime's development of ballistic missiles that could deliver nuclear warheads, Trump said. And again, they would fire one of those without the warhead at our base in Diego Garcia. One missed and the other, thank God, we intercepted it. Now, listen to what Trump said yesterday as he normalized the idea of Iran having ballistic missiles.
I mean, they have to have some because other people have some. You got to have some. Somebody said, you shouldn't give them one. I mean, I have guys, I like some of these guys. But I don't think they're smart. Sir, you shouldn't let them have any missile. I said, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to let Saudi Arabia have missiles, but they can't have them? Yes, sir. It doesn't work that way, you know? It doesn't work that way. And missiles aren't the problem. Missiles are, they hurt a little location, but they don't blow up the planet.
No, these are not good people. Golubov, who we're negotiating with right now, oversaw the IRGC when it killed 600 of our troops in Iraq. Again, Iran wasn't even at war with us at the time. They killed them for sport. These aren't good people. We shouldn't like them. They killed 7 of our troops recently. But folks, going back to the missiles, notice that Trump warned yesterday, nobody better sell Iran a nuke because otherwise we're going to bomb them. Why? He knows that in letting Iran have a missile program, which is incomprehensible, that someone well could sell them a nuke. This is dangerous stuff, folks. It's really serious. First, let's start with what's actually in the deal, because it's shocking. I mean, folks, I don't know what else to tell you.
Now, the United States will fully end the naval blockade of Iranian ports. The Iranians will ensure safe shipping passage in the Strait of Hormuz and no charge of tolls for at least 60 days.
No, they're just calling the tolls the fees. Folks, the Strait of Hormuz is not ours to give to Iran. Two other countries abut it. Oman and the poor folks in the UAE. We just turned it over to them. They've never had that before. The deal says they're to come up with a framework for running it during the 60 days that we negotiate. That alone is shocking. Even more shocking, the total lifting of sanctions on oil sales that have been in place for almost a decade. Folks, Obama, I think for just shy of 2 years of his presidency, did lift oil sanctions and let them sell the oil, but he left the secondary sanctions on, so it was almost no one to sell it to. This is a total lifting of sanctions. And those frozen assets that you've heard me on this podcast blast Obama and Biden for unleashing, $100 billion each, that's what was used to build the nuclear facilities Trump had to take out. And again, not a dollar of that's ever been American. It doesn't matter. Congress passed those sanctions. It was an absolute betrayal for Biden and Obama to unfreeze that money. But look at number 11. The United States of America undertakes to make fully available for the use, the frozen or restricted funds and assets of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And they can sell oil. By the way, over the next 30 days, they'll generate about $10 billion doing that. And you know what's outrageous? Obama wouldn't dare do this. This agreement specifically stipulates that Iran can take that money and make it fully usable for payment to any ultimate beneficiary designated by the Central Bank of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In other words, we explicitly put in there they can send the money to all their terror groups. If they like, they can use it to buy ballistic missiles or, God forbid, long-range nuclear-capable ballistic missiles from whoever sold them the last one they fired at our joint base on Diego Garcia. To me, that's just like the most jaw-dropping thing that they put it in there. They can send it to anyone. By the way, New York Post reporting this morning, Hezbollah has already announced that Iran is committed to giving this money to them. Hezbollah is a U.S.-designated terror organization, folks. And the most terrifying thing of all? Yeah, Iran does say in here that, no, we won't get a nuclear weapon. That hasn't changed in three presidencies. That's always been the deal. They've always said that and ignored it and built facilities. But what's so shocking in here is that this allows them, it says, well, we'll accept a minimum, you know, on that nuclear fissile material that they have that easily could be converted for a nuke. It would take just a few weeks. That we've agreed with the minimum methodology to be downblended on site under the supervision of IAEA. Well, you just heard Trey Gowdy say it, and it's the truth. Downblended, who cares? They can back up blend it in a few weeks. In other words, we're letting them keep it. What happened here? We just paid an unbelievably gosh awful nightmare of a price for what's about to be the damn best economy you've seen in a long time. How big of a price? Well, when the head of the Iranian parliament says this is the biggest score we've ever had in negotiations, he's not wrong. And the more terrifying thing, folks, Iran just declared war on us, a special kind of war, the Great War, they call it. Hassan Khomeini, a senior Iranian Shiite cleric and the grandson of Ruhollah Khomeini, founder of the Islamic Republic, issued another threat. Quote, the Ramadan war was the lesser jihad. From today, the greater jihad begins. What does that specifically mean? Well, in here, this guarantees the passage of all ships. So what? We've already seen China twice try to run the blockade with rearmaments for Iran. Remember, we blew the engine room out of one of those ships? They can run them right in. In fact, I'm sure they're already headed to Iran. Now, remember the risk here, folks, because it is breathtaking. Remember why we went to war in the first place. Because on February 24th, Iran and China announced a deal for Iran to get supersonic missiles. Those are destroyers. In other words, we went to war 4 days later while we still could, because Iran could target one of our destroyers. And of course, they don't have the satellite capabilities, but China certainly does. And they've been doing targeting of our bases for Iran. So this puts all of that on the table. This deal does not bar them from buying any kind of missile at all.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Now, folks, like I said, what we're getting for this is not small because we're already seeing the jobs boom from the big, beautiful bill, which took effect in January. The only economic complaint that the Democrats can find is the 4.2% inflation. But remember, 60% of that is the artificially high gas prices from this war. Well, Trump just put the Iranian oil back on the market at oil prices. That's devastating for national security. It's also devastating for China. They now have no discounted source of oil. They were paying pennies on the dollar. And also, that's going to bring oil prices plummeting down. So, folks, what is that going to do? You're going to see inflation come back under 3%, which is historically normal. We're having a massive jobs boom right now. Everything is on fire. We're creating real. This is what the difference is. We're creating real jobs under Trump, like actual private sector jobs, not 70% government or government adjacent jobs like healthcare, which is funded with government dollars. So, folks, this is absolutely huge. It's going to be a runaway train. And in this deal, Trump chose our economy over national security. He shouldn't have had to do that, but he screwed up. He listened to the wrong people. Tom Bevin at Real Clear Politics puts it the best. Trump is like when the Spurs blew a 29-point lead. Except Trump did it on Iran. You know, I've been a wild fan of how great Trump was doing reordering the Middle East. Everyone was behind us. All the countries were lining up. Saudi Arabia, the lion lays down with the lamb, was in partnership with Israel. Everything was going great. I think he started listening to J.D. Vance and Jared Kushner. Folks, and by the way, watching this whole thing, I'm increasingly convinced J.D. Vance should never be the president of the United States. But remember, we were even beginning to soften up Karg Island. We were seeing the satellite on that. Looked like we were going to take it. If we'd taken it, oh my gosh, we'd be sitting on the shoulders of the world right now, directing traffic. But folks, he lost his nerve. And he bizarrely declared a ceasefire with 30% of the targets remaining. I don't know why he keeps saying he destroyed it all. He did not. And I've been playing that audio for you for weeks with Trump saying, well, there's 30% of the targets left. Yes, that's what gave Iran the power to control the strait. I mean, even just last week, we were hitting radar facilities that they used to target ballistic missiles. Not a day has gone by when Iran hasn't hit a ship or tried to hit a ship or fired at a ship in the strait. Until Tuesday, that is, it all stopped because they finally got what they wanted. But remember this, and I've been saying this for weeks, Iran has no power to take that strait that Trump didn't give them. He suddenly turned into a Tucker Carlson-style dove, started flogging Israel to the point, by the way, that Fox Business wrote an article saying that, you know, Israeli intelligence was beginning to believe that not only did Trump no longer support Israel, but that he had actively turned against Israel. They were afraid he would begin targeting them. That's how insane this got. And again, folks, when you don't knock their radar facilities out, they need those to fire the, you know, the ballistic missiles. When you don't blow up their speedboats, you let them run around. Guess what? You run out of time. And that's what happened here. Do you remember, because I warned you about this, CEO of Exxon in the beginning of the ceasefire saying, well, we got about 9 weeks left of strategic petroleum reserves in the world. So we have the petroleum reserve, but so do all the other countries, right? Well, they were releasing it to artificially lower the prices that were artificially raised on oil by the Iran war. And he said, look, we got nine tops 10 weeks. That's it. And then the prices are going to go to 150. Well, remember when I warned you about a week and a half ago, we got about 2 weeks left? Yeah, well, then the CEO of Exxon came back out and said, listen, we got about 2 weeks left. We're going to go to 140, 150 a barrel oil, and that's going to cause a worldwide recession. In short, Trump got bad advice, or he chickened out, or both. Because this is an impossible standard the media set that, like, there's not going to be any casualties or else we can't do it. We have to submit. And Badia Unger in the beginning of this podcast is right. They threw out a few mines and beat us. It's absurd. We could be controlling Karg Island. There is no way they should have any kind of control over the strait, much less us give it to them because they said boo. But whatever the case, Trump, because he refused to fully disarm Iran, had control of the strait, and he wasted time and wasted time. We had 2 weeks of bombing left. That's what General Jack Keane kept saying on Fox, and Trump loves Keane. He wanted him to be his Secretary of War. He even gave him the Medal of Freedom, and Keane begged him to finish, begged him. So did Netanyahu, because it would take away Iran's power. Trump just wouldn't do it. Well, folks, as week after week after week passed, and those strategic reserves wound down and ran out, and we got closer to the 140, 150 barrel gas, Iran's power in these negotiations increased and increased and increased and increased. Especially as, in the New York Post pointed this out last week, 38 times Trump said, I'm going to start bombing, here's my red line, and he didn't. So that increased Iran's power as well. So did telling Israel everyone hates you, stop bombing Hezbollah, don't defend yourself. I mean, all of those things came together, and Iran rightly held out for the whole enchilada that it couldn't even get under Obama. Trump screwed up. And if you listen to that press conference yesterday, I think he knows it, but it's too late. He's up against the wall of the $150 a barrel oil. He knows it. Iran knows it. And so we even had to give them the strait. Folks, the strait isn't even ours to give them. Again, UAE abuts it. So does Oman. We can't give it to them, but we did. I mean, it's just crazy. They didn't have this before. Now, the good news is we gave all of that away in exchange for a promise for them to talk to us for 60 days. At the end of that, we could, you know, blow them into next week, but we won't because 60 days is still before the midterms. Now, the other good news is, folks, right now, time is powerfully on Iran's side. That ends after the midterms. And with the Democrats' lead in the midterms shrinking every day, they're down to 5 points. They need a solid double-digit lead to ensure taking Congress. This is the smallest lead they've ever had, and that was with the unpopular war in Iran. And another silver lining, as terrifying as it is to hand the strait to Iran, as long as Iran is in control of the strait, odds are pretty good the new supply chains that we've established will continue to run. In other words, right now, as of June 11th, we are now the world's largest exporter of oil. So all those cargo ships that were going through the strait, they're coming to America. With the uncertainty of all of that, odds are they're not going to renegotiate their contracts where they have to go down the strait. In other words, we're going to keep a lot probably of that business that helps Trump because, folks, it's going to be massive GDP growth. I've told you before, the largest category of the economy, everyone would probably say it's tech if you asked. It's not. It's actually mining minerals. So that's natural gas, oil. It's naturally under Trump has been the biggest category in our economy, and he just blew it out. I mean, with the sales we've had, I fully expect for June we're going to see 4+% GDP growth. We'll see how close I get on that. And that's with the oil holding us back. You get the oil back down again easily, 4% GDP growth. And that's seductive. I get Trump was willing to trade a lot for it. I just worry he traded too much. Because when you give up this much, how do you put that genie back in the bottle? The other problem we have, again, is that this ends in 60 days. I don't know why they chose that time frame, because Iran's got the upper hand right now. And 60 days is over before the midterms, right? So if they don't get to keep absolutely everything they just got here and get the $300 billion fund. And by the way, folks, I don't care that much about the $300 billion fund. I don't even know why people are talking about it. It sounds like an investment fund, like we're not going to hand them the cash. And it doesn't come till the end anyway, and they have to comply with everything. So, I mean, I don't know why everybody's talking about that. That's not the scary thing. The scary thing is the unfettered oil sales and the release of the frozen assets. That's what's terrifying. But here's the problem, okay? 60 days is going to be up in what? August? Starting now? Well, that's still well before the primaries. If Iran doesn't get its way and get to keep absolutely everything we've established here, which we never should have, guess what they're going to do? They're going to shut down the strait, meaning they've got a gun to Trump's head. It's a very effective gun to make this horrible, horrible, horrible deal permanent. And that's the unfortunate thing. People are saying, well, if they don't comply, we'll go to war with them again after the midterms. Oh, they'll comply. They want to comply. And the biggest sign of that is all of a sudden, not a single strike anywhere since Tuesday. Again, they want to steal because it's going to allow them to rebuild and hit us hard. I mean, hard. Like, wipe out one of our bases level hard. That's coming. And that's the price of this, but it's coming down the road. In other words, Trump's put himself in a terrible position where he's going to have to lock all this in. And you can already tell he's doing that because he has structured it in such a way that he's going to take it to the UN to get it approved, but not run it through Congress. Why? No way in hell this passes Congress. Republicans won't vote for this. They can't have it on their record. Now, what I'm hoping happens is that Congress intervenes. There's an article in Punch Bowl, and we'll get more into this coming up, that basically says, in a nutshell, Trump doesn't have the authority to do this, to single-handedly suspend these sanctions. So he may get some pushback from Republicans. That could save us if it creates confusion in the meantime. I don't know what they're going to do, though, because that creates a mess, again, for the midterms. But again, you know what? That's good. It's good if Trump pushes back. It's good if this deal falls apart. Why? Because it's going to force him to finish the 30% of bombing he just refuses to do. And again, it's just basic stuff. Radar facilities, missile launching facilities. It is grindingly stupid that we stopped and went peacenik and turned on Israel, who quite frankly has saved our ass. And we really should be grateful to them. They did a lot of the bombing the first round. Now, there's one more out. And I genuinely hope that Israel takes it. They can say to heck with all of this and just blow the leadership away. Because, folks, if the leadership is dead, this current round of leadership, the whole calculus changes. And so maybe that's the plan. Maybe they're doing good cop, bad cop, or, you know, Israel and Trump. And Israel is going to be unleashed here because they're not a party to the agreement. That could solve this, too. But something's got to give, folks. Something's got to give. This cannot become permanent.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.